Okay, welcome back. Hour number two, and I would urge you, in fact, I would implore you in these days, if you're trying to stay on top of things, if you don't do anything else, just read the headlines, the center section at Rents. It's updated twice, sometimes three times a day, by yours truly, to make sure you have the best panorama of reality to consult with in terms of your sight, mind, and your hearing. A lot of those are videos. Now, a quick item. As I mentioned last hour, for the first time on the Clinton News Network or the Communist News Network, however you will, otherwise known as the CNN Network, Donald J. Trump has been allowed to surpass Hillary Clinton in the CNN poll. That is a remarkable development. That would suggest Donald Trump is not 1 or 2 points ahead. That would suggest that Donald Trump may be 10, 15 points ahead. And you know these polls are easily skewed. They simply oversample the most sympathetic bloc to get the results they want. In other words, if this is a poll run by leftist socialists, they'll oversample Democrats who are employed, for example, to give them a skew. It's very easy to do. You must never take polls too seriously. You must look at the polls, try to find out to the best of your ability which one you trust, and then look at that one and then compare the rest. Jim Fetzer is standing by. He is a man, of course, of great knowledge and renown. He is on this radio network. He is on this program right now. Thank you, Jim, for being here. It's crazy out there in Philadelphia.
Oh, Jeff, I think you made some excellent points about the latest poll, which actually shows Trump with 48%, Hillary 45%, which is a bump of 6 for Trump. But since Hillary drops 4, it's really a change of 10 points. Agreed. And as you observe, because that's on CNN, that's really an admission contrary to interest. CNN, like MSNBC, have become virtual propaganda organs. In fact, CNN appears to me to be a straight CIA operation.
Right.
It's like what's been going on at this convention, Jeff, which has been appalling. They had an ambassador to Moscow, to Russia, in a solemn voice declaring that, yes, no doubt it was the Russians who secured these emails and released them because they want Trump to be president. They cited at least two other cybersecurity experts. They're all CIA. Hillary is the CIA candidate, Jeff.
Who do you want to? Yeah,
this is appalling beyond belief.
It is. Who do you want to listen to, ladies and gentlemen? Ed Snowden, Julian Assange. Those are the principals involved with WikiLeaks and the huge data dump. And I would urge all of you again to go into headlines. Look, simply scroll down for the shocking, most disgusting leaked DNC emails you will ever imagine seeing. You can just scroll down and read the titles of them. If you want to look at them, they're there. It's the sixth story down from the top. Some of the most disgusting leaked emails from the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, that you'll ever see. It's all there. The hypocrisy of these people, Jim, these phony liberals who claim to care about minorities, talking about Latinos and using references like, well, we've got to scrape the taco bowl out. It's just hilarious what they're doing.
Jeff, Michelle Obama gave an absolutely inspiring speech. It sounded as though she was endorsing Joan of Arc, the presidency of the United States. If you didn't know the sordid history, the criminal activities of Bill and Hill, you might have been taken in. If you didn't know about drug dealing in MENA, about her covering up and going after women Bill had sexually abused, including several he had raped, where he was even booted out of Oxford for raping a fellow student. If you didn't know the Clinton Foundation, if you didn't know her corruption in relation to Benghazi and Libya, her talk about bombing Iran, her involvement in Syria, where we're getting a lot of confirmation out of these emails, you might be taken in. It was inspiring, but it was overwhelmingly false.
It was all lies. Don't forget about Hillary's statement made on two occasions that I know of. She said, "I would shoot the Russian Air Force down immediately over Syria if I were president." That, of course, means World War III. This suggests and argues very effectively that, as our top story, and we're going to talk about this now, says, Hillary Clinton is mentally a confused woman. she needs to be taken care of, as Huma Abedin, the alleged wife of Anthony Weiner, who has been Hillary's lover partner for quite some time,
yes,
says she needs to have her hand held when she's talking to foreign leaders. Now, this is a woman on that basis alone, that email alone. If this were found out about Donald Trump, they would use that to demonize him, roast him, eviscerate him, and disqualify him from even being considered. We'll see what happens with Hillary. She is mentally unfit, as Donald Trump said months ago, to be president.
Jeff, that was a great catch. And the article about her sleeping through, you know, not being present for briefings and all that, very, very revealing. We do, of course, have earlier declassified emails that revealed the attack on Libya was inspired not by Gaddafi's alleged abuse of the Libyan people, which was contradicted by all the evidence. He was sharing the wealth of Libya, national health care, national public education. If you had a medical problem, couldn't be dealt with in Libya, the government would fly you and a friend or relative, all expense paid, anywhere in the world to have it dealt with. But as this email from Hillary explained, Western banking interests, read that, Rothschilds, were upset that he was introducing the gold dinar. The French were upset that because of his great waterworks project, which would have turned North Africa into a veritable oasis, that they were going to lose influence. They wanted to maintain their colonial control over Africa. So they were the principal motivators behind the decision, supported by Hillary Clinton, to slaughter the Libyan people. And Jeff, many do not know, but Gaddafi actually was willing to surrender. He was flying, he was driving in a convoy with a white flag to a location designated by the Department of State. Only Hillary would have been in a position to direct the convoy be attacked, where Gaddafi was brutally murdered, castrated, sodomized, about which Hillary would subsequently cackle. We came, we saw, he died.
Oh, that woman, I'm sorry, I will restrain myself. That woman is subhuman. She is not human by any stretch of the imagination. She is a murderer, she is a gangster, she is a thug, and she deserves exactly what she has dished out. My view.
Yeah, and even the Benghazi thing never seemed to get to the heart of the matter. The Obama administration stonewalled when asked if this had anything to do with transferring weapons to the rebels, because that appears to be exactly what was going on, that Chris Stevens actually was the hero.
Correct.
Opposing the transfer of these shoulder-mounted, they may have been Stinger missiles, surface-to-air missiles, in the belief they could be used against civilian airliners. He opposed it. Hillary abandoned him, allowed him to be attacked, even instructed the general with the resources to have come to their aid that they had been evacuated, which, of course, was completely false.
No, I believe she's not an accessory to murder. I believe she was the primary precipitator of the murder of that ambassador and the others who died. This woman has blood on her hands going all the way back to the Clintons' first 8 years in the White House, in which they kept the no-fly zone intact over Iraq, and over 500,000 to 1 million children died during those 8 years.
That's right. The no-fly zone in Iraq led to the death of 500,000 Iraqi infants.
Right.
I mean, it's just terrible. And, of course, the sanctions on Iran are completely illegal. They're violations of Article 33 of the Geneva Conventions of 1949,
right,
which state that no one may be punished for a crime they did not personally commit. These are forms of collective punishment that
Correct.
Technically qualify as war crimes, Jeff.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And if you didn't see the top story, please go read it. It's I salute the Daily Mail for bringing this forward. It came in the data dump, the email data dump. Somebody found it in there. A lot of emails. Newly released email shows top aide Huma Abedin, the Iranian-born wife of Anthony Weiner, who is Hillary's lover, and top aide, warned colleagues that Hillary was, quote, often confused and needed hand-holding about calls with foreign leaders. If she's confused about foreign leaders, she's confused about everything. The woman has some severe medical, emotional, psychological issues which are being hidden And we know this, Jim. We've watched. We know there's something wrong with her. No one will talk about it. She had probably a TIA, maybe a stroke of sorts, eight or nine months ago.
She bobbled her head back and forth, made a joke of it as though it were a cold drink that it right. induced it.
So we think she has Parkinson's also, but they've got this shaking under control. Yeah.
Jeff, you may hear it in the background. A truly tragic event. Bernie Sanders is giving an endorsement to Hillary Clinton.
Again?
Yeah, right now. It's taking place right now as we speak. He is doing his thing at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, trying to induce his followers to go down the primrose path. They had earlier speakers, including Elizabeth Warren and this guy Booker, but Michelle was by far the most inspiring. You'd easily be taken in if you didn't know the truth of the matter. Uh-huh. And where Bernie, you know, when we had this new email leak of the DNC's machinations working against him, undermining him, spearheaded by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, came out. I mean, it just reinforced what he had believed all along, namely that the game was rigged, but he doesn't seem to have ever faced up to how much it was rigged. His state after state, he won the exit poll. In Illinois, he won the exit poll, but it was given to Hillary. In Ohio, he won the exit poll, but it was given to Hillary. In Missouri, he won the exit poll, but it was given to Hillary. Kasich stole Ohio. That was given to him as a gift. Cruz stole Texas. That was given to him as a gift. And they're doing a recount in California, Jeff. And county after county is flipping to Bernie.
Are they?
I mean, this is all outrageous.
Bernie, unfortunately, and I've got him pegged as, I call him, the great betrayer. He knows now, and he has email proof of what you're saying, that they conspired to deny him the primary victories he needed to get the nomination, and yet he is still up there right now betraying all of those people who gave him $200 million and supporting this subhuman, wretched woman. What is wrong with Sanders? Now, I know he's a communist. I know he's a hustler. I know he's never done much of anything in his life that can be called a singular success or even a partial singular success. He's just a player. Now, this proves it. The Greens offered him a free ticket. If he were a principled man, he probably would take them up on it and run as an independent to guard his values. He is a betrayer, and he is right now, as you pointed out, stabbing all of those people in the back again.
From everything I've seen, Jill Stein is a very principled, intelligent, knowledgeable woman.
Yeah.
Would be a far superior candidate to Hillary Clinton, among others.
Sure.
Possibly even the Donald, if she only had a serious chance. But her invitation to Bernie to run with her was really in a form of emancipation for him to restore his integrity, give his followers something worth voting for. As you well know, both Gary Johnson on the Libertarian ticket and Jill Stein are rising in the polls, and we may very well have four candidates in this contest.
Right.
Where a brilliant analysis has revealed that if that happens, it may be that not even the Republicans are able to get 270, much less the Democrats, and that it would throw it into the House, Jeff. And the House, which is overwhelmingly dominated by Republicans, is not going to select Hillary Clinton.
No, Rat Ryan notwithstanding, they will not select Hillary Clinton. I don't trust Ryan as far as I could throw him. What a loser that guy is. He's a real traitor, too.
It's fascinating to me, Jeff, that Bernie's followers seem to me to have more faith, more commitment to Bernie's principles than Bernie Sanders himself.
I was just going to make that general parallel. Who's got the value system here? Him or his supporters? And you're right, it's his support group. They are showing that they believe firmly in the values that he put forth, and they're not going to give them up. And I salute them, all of them.
Listen to this, Jeff. There's going to be a roll call vote tomorrow, and Bernie will be the other nominee, and I think that's going to inspire the Bernie supporters. And whether they go along with his recommendation of endorsing Hillary, I think, is anyone's guess. I do believe quite a few of them are going to move to Trump, and for good reason, because they have given him some moves, some positions in the platform, $15 an hour minimum wage.
Oh, yeah. You know,
single-payer health care. But that's all window dressing. That's social issues that probably aren't going to make a difference. They didn't give in on the TPP. That's not a part. This Tim Kaine guy that Hillary picked is not only a Wall Street guy, as is Hillary. Yeah. He's very much devoted to the TPP. Hillary has in the past described it as the gold standard. She's just lying to us now and claiming to oppose.
Of course she is. She also wants to bring in 700% minimum, more Muslim immigrants into this country. They're illegal aliens. They're killers, a lot of them. We've seen God knows enough of that already. But the woman just does not have anything going for her. Now, her VP pick, Kaine, is also tied to the Islamic movement. If you do your reading on that, he is also tied deeply to the ultimate death machine, the nuclear power industry. This guy is the second half of the most establishment, criminal, politician, corrupt gangster ticket I've ever seen. They're both tied into Wall Street. They're both tied into money. These are not Americans.
I know the Muslim angle on Tim Kaine came as a surprise to me, but I talked about it during an earlier show just today.
Yeah.
Very, very embarrassing. And, you know, Hillary is just being so deceptive on all this. He has a history of embracing Islamists. He appointed a Hamas supporter to a state immigration commission.
That's right.
Spoke at a dinner honoring the Muslim Brotherhood. Terror suspect. He's received donations from well-known Islamist groups. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, Jeff.
No, it's too over the top. It's too crazy, and you can't. I had a story also I mentioned last hour. The German government identified this shooter who shot 9 to death in the shopping mall, and then allegedly took his own life and wounded, I think, a dozen others. They originally called him David S., period. That was his name. His real name is Ali Daoud Sunbuli, and he's not an Iranian. They tried to hang that label on him after the David S. didn't work. He's a Syrian, and he's very much pro-Turkey, and he's an Islamist. These guys are all the same. This is Mrs. Merkel, and she's demanding that Germans of all stripes take sensitivity classes so they're kinder to these poor immigrants.
That's pathetic. Jeff, do you know the same guy who filmed the Nice attack, filmed that mall attack? It's ridiculous. He's an Israeli op. He's tied into the Mossad.
Nothing surprises me. No, nothing happens by chance. When there's death and suffering, the Israelis are right nearby almost every time.
And get this, Jeff, I have a report that the activity inside the mall, remember he was standing outside when this began by a McDonald's, was actually footage from an earlier terrorist drill. That it was a simulated attack and they put it together as though it were part of the actual lineup.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But what else should we expect?
You know, what else do we expect?
Everything's fake these days. I mean, the Orlando shooting was fake. The Dallas shooting was fake. I mean, it's ridiculous. Had I mentioned that we now have footage from inside the Pulse Club, police body camera videos, and every chair, every table is in place, Jeff. There's nothing out of place.
Really? You got body cam footage? Wow.
Yeah. Yep, inside and out the place. It's ridiculous. No event took place there. And, of course, I previously reported that the license for the club expired in 2013, that it only had an official occupancy of 150, that there weren't, only 11 parking spaces. There weren't any abandoned cars there, yet if you had 50 dead and 53 wounded, there would have been cars all over the place because they were dead or in the hospital. Yeah. I have a correspondent in the vicinity, Jeff, who told me that it wasn't even a gay club.
That some of the people I saw interviewed did not present as homosexual at all. They presented as normal people. They claimed that they were in there. We also do have recordings of what sound to be gunshots coming from somewhere during the so-called 3-hour layover, when everybody was sitting on their butts waiting to decide if they were going to go in there or not. There were gunshots that were recorded. But if you got body cam footage that tells the story, no tables overturned, nothing. No stampede to the exit, no dead bodies on the ground.
Nothing no blood. Is out of place, Jeff. It's a little dusty, like it hadn't been used for a while, but nothing is out of place.
Wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's the thing with the true hypothesis. The more evidence you get, the more confirmation you get. Some of them are very unexpected. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
in Dallas, you know, the Wall Street Journal, this Dr. William Mound, who lives in Seattle, picked up a Wall Street Journal that night at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And you recall I came on with you that night.
That's right.
And at 9:30 Central Time, which was just before I came on with you, we began to see a couple bodies on the ground, but I thought everything looked very, very fishy. Well, the Wall Street Journal, he noticed, had this photograph of about six officers by a wall that looked very impressive and imposing. When you go and he thought it was too fast to be in the paper because of the time it would have taken.
Of course.
Yeah. He worked it backwards and it was too fast. They had to do it, Jeff, because the photograph was photoshopped. In fact, we have a Google Earth of that, that the wall was actually relatively low. They blew it up. They exaggerated, put the police in there. We actually have video footage of the police at that location, and they don't correspond to the officers in the photograph.
Oh, my.
That's totally fraudulent.
Yeah, lots of problems. How do we get... All right, what are we thinking about the 84 people mowed down by the truck? Now, remember that truck ran almost a mile and a half down that promenade, and the chief French police officer in charge of all the surveillance cams and body cams and cop cams on their cars could find very little evidence of other police in the area, and she was forced to change her story, saying, yes, there were lots of provincial police on duty that night, but there weren't any to be seen. What's your latest take on that?
Well, I have images of trucks that hit a single animal, and their fronts are all covered with blood. We have the photograph of the front of the truck that hit 84 people, and there's I don't see a speck of blood there, Jeff.
No.
Plus, we have plenty of footage showing that what they were driving over was mannequins. I'm looking at one right now. This is a male mannequin. He has no nipples. He has no belly button. He has very muscular legs, no body hair. Here's another, a woman. She has a bra, but no breasts, no navel, no lower ribs. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh, those pictures need to go up. On a very busy night, fireworks, best deal day, if they were going to place mannequins, they would have to do it in such a way there would be some witnesses. But if witnesses are threatened, they're not going to talk. We know this now. So it is possible to keep things quiet. I'd like to see those pictures very much.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back with Professor Jim Fetzer in just a couple minutes as we kind of take a look at the disaster at the Democrat National Convention in Philadelphia. Back after this. This whole thing this last year, Jim, we've been hearing nothing but the coronation of Hillary Clinton, how she guaranteed everyone that there would absolutely not be an indictment. She looked right in the camera. She was right. But the rest of the talk, of course, was the simple coronation of the winner, Hillary Clinton, the winner before they even started holding the primary elections, like she knew something was up. Well, she did know something was up. She knew Debbie Wasserman Schultz was rigging the primaries, for God's sake.
I know. Hey, let me say something about this. Hillary was interviewed yesterday about the email thing, and she said she knew nothing about it. She hadn't read any of the emails. Now, stop and think about it.
Of course.
Here she's about to be nominated. The chairman of the Democratic Party is in a predicament over these emails, and she claims she hasn't even bothered to read them? I mean, that is so irresponsible. That indicates she's incompetent. If it were true, or simply lying,
of course.
It's obviously false. I mean, either way, Hillary
of course.
Is
a fail. Either way, she's incompetent. She's got mental problems, or she's professionally lacking to the extent that she is dangerous.
By the way, I emailed you the photos of the man.
I got him. I just sent it back. That's bizarre.
Oh, okay.
That is bizarre. If those, the coloring in the skin is bizarre, too. Bizarre. I don't know what to tell you. It's the damnedest weird thing I've ever seen.
Oh, it's totally fake. Listen, and the Paris prosecutor asked that the Nice district delete all of its CCTV footage.
Yeah, I mentioned that story last hour.
Yeah, but they refused to do it, Jeff. I mean, there's at least somebody has some principles.
Well, it was a woman officer was in charge of all the CCTV cam footage. She said, I was pressured for over an hour by a minister of the interior to say that there were cops all over the place here, and that, but I don't see any in the videos. And she wouldn't change her story. So,
yeah, good for her. Some people have a bit of integrity.
Now, she went public and told the whole thing. Now, what they're doing at the convention right now is that they've asked Bernie to try to quell the uprising. Well, all that's going to do is Bernie's going to take out his long knife and stab his supporters again. In other words, be quiet. Don't raise the issues that I have betrayed you over. Let's have a nice, happy convention so we can crown Hillary. What the hell? That's not principle. That's not morality. That's a fraud.
That was going on in the background when I came on with you. He was in the middle of doing this, falling on his sword for Hillary.
No.
I mean, his followers have more principles than Bernie.
Well, I think you're going to see the followers walk away from him.
Oh, they're going to
dissociate from him. They have to. This is just amazing.
Speaking of CNN, on Thursday, CNN posted 100 Sandy Hook videos. Why in God's name would they do that? Well,
it's obvious
because they got the daughter of Dawn Hofspring, who was supposed to be the principal at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Get this. Uh-huh. The Newtown Bee had a story of an interview with Dawn Hofspring about the shooting, where she's talking about him coming in and hearing the sound. But it turns out when the event went down, the official report has her the first person killed. So how could she have done the interview? In fact, it turns out that the interview was uploaded to be published the following day, already on the 13th.
Whoops.
Yeah, I know. And so she's going to do this big Sandy Hook thing perpetuating the fraud. When we know the school was closed by 2008, that it was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards, damaged by hurricane. There were no kids there, Jeff.
No, they had
to make the decision at that time whether to upgrade to accommodate Americans with Disability Act requirements. It would have been very expensive. They decided not. They abandoned the school. So if you just look down at one of the photographs of the parking area, you can see there's no blue and white signage. There's no handicap parking. That means this school could not have been legally operating in December of 2012. Not only that, but it was a 28 degree Fahrenheit ground temperature day. There's no steam or heat rising from the building. That's because the boilers were decrepit, having not been used since 2008. And then look at the rows of vehicles in the middle. They're all parked pointing the school. But the driving instructions have you come in, turn right, then curl around and park facing away. It was simply easier to bring him in a single string and put him in 2x2x2x2 facing the school, Jeff. I mean, just by looking at an aerial photograph of the parking lot, you can see the whole thing is a sham.
Well, you know more about Sandy Hook, you and Wolfgang, just than anyone ever will, and your book is not to be missed. If any of you still believe that that was a real deal as presented, just think about how the Germans handled the shooter over there. They called him David S. His name wasn't David. It was Daoud, and that's Muslim for David. His name was Ali Daoud, and it was
It's like getting their stories mixed on this Mateen down in at the Orlando.
Oh yeah,
they
yeah,
were supposed
yeah.
to have come yeah. in and called out all. I mean, the whole thing is totally fraudulent, But they can't even get their fake story straight.
No, they never do. There are too many people involved. Now let me go back to the Democratic National Convention today. Wasserman Schultz was literally booed off the stage. She couldn't get her remarks out.
She was booed by her own delegation at breakfast.
That's right. I heard that too. and her replacement, a woman named Fudge, an African-American woman, a representative in the House, was also booed off the stage. Not completely off, but it's a figure of speech. She was booed as well. You got nothing but chaos going on there. This is really an hilarious thing. I do think Bernie's supporters are not about to say, okay, we'll stop and we'll play ball. These people are committed. They're not going to back down.
Here are a couple fascinating things about all of this, Jeff. One is that Wasserman Schultz wanted to hang on and to gavel the convention to order and then gavel it closed at the end. But that would have meant you had this sour, sour situation reminded from beginning to end. So they took her out and replaced her with Donna Brazile. In addition, imagine this. The Republican convention was supposed to be the one that was divided, that came out of disunity. But when he announced Pence as his running mate, there was tremendous agreement within the Republican Party.
Right.
He had this wonderful event with his sons and his daughter. And, you know, the
what a great family.
He gave a great speech that led Frank Luntz, who's a well-known pollster, who had a focus group of 20 people who were either anti-Trump or undecided. He found 10 of them had been converted to Trump by the speech. 56% of those who heard the speech were overwhelmingly more likely to vote for Trump. And Frank Luntz right then predicted that by Monday, by today, Trump would have the lead. And, of course, that's exactly the way it's playing out. The Democrats were supposed to be unified, but this email scandal has completely divided them. So it's playing out just the opposite of predicted.
Wow. Okay. The new Democratic National Committee chairwoman, Marcia Fudge, was also silenced today. Was Brazile also booed?
I did not see Brazile chair the, you know,
I didn't see her anywhere today. But
tell me about Fudge. That's fascinating. What a name. What a name, Jeff.
Yeah. Let's see here. Hold on. It's a CNN.
But you're saying that Debbie was already taken out as the Democratic National Chair?
Yeah, her replacement, Chairwoman Marcia Fudge. Silence. Yeah, let me see some of the comments here. This couldn't be happening to a more deserving bunch of libtard Democratic scum, useful idiot Sanders, dupes, and rotten to the core Clinton crime accomplices. Well, there's an interesting comment. Yeah. The party's falling apart. Julian Assange is destroying the Democratic National Convention while in exile in an embassy. Amazing.
This idea that the Russians had anything to do with it is simply ludicrous. They were caught with their panties down, Jeff, and they can't face up to it. I mean, look, if the Russians had messed with it, why would Debbie Wasserman Schultz step down? Why would they issue a formal apology to Bernie supporters? They've done both. I mean, that's inconsistent with the claim that the Russians had messed with it.
No, it's not. They're looking for a
scapegoat. And Julian Assange denied it.
Yeah,
so you had this guy who was the former ambassador to Moscow saying, oh, well, Julian Assange can easily put an end to it by simply identifying his source. But, you know, Jeff, I mean, he can't reveal his source, for God's sake. I mean, that was outrageous. He knew Assange couldn't reveal his source, so by putting him in a bind, by implying that unless he released his source, the Russians did it. He set up a false dilemma.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's paying much attention to that right now, I'll tell you the truth. Here, let's see what this is. This is Chairwoman Marcia Fudge. Silence. Let's see what the noise here is. She's trying to talk.
Over the next four days, we're going to hear from the leaders of our country.
The speaker at the podium is having a very hard time stopping the demonstration from Bernie Sanders supporters. You can see those signs there, no on TPT. That is a reference to the trade deal. They're very big against that trade deal. They're shouting from the floor.
Oh, they're booing.
They're not sitting down. They're continuing with a demonstration. The person at the mic is trying to shut them down.
All right, well, you get the idea. So much for Marcia Fudge. They booed her into oblivion, practically. Yeah, there are no TPP signs all over the place. It's a red circle with a line across it. Yeah, they're not going to back down, no matter what Bernie tells them. Not going to happen.
Well, that's too bad, because I felt Bernie was basically a very decent guy.
Not anymore.
He allowed himself to be played, Jeff. He knew better. He knew these elections were being stolen, and he didn't speak up about it. To me, that is not
admirable. Jim, you're 100% right. He had to know. His people aren't stupid. He had very good advisors. They told him, you're getting ripped off. He knew. And I don't know what she could possibly have promised him to make him go along with this. It doesn't make sense to me. If he has any, he doesn't. He's just proven it tonight. He has no scruples. Nothing. No.
It's very disappointing. Very sad.
Well, I feel sorry for the people that backed him. And he raised $200 million, and they were $5 and $10 donations. They weren't Clinton Foundation. You know, $500 million here, $400 million there. Anyway, crazy. Crazy. It's going to get worse, too. I don't know what will happen. I guess Thursday is the day that
Hillary does her thing.
Yeah, we'll see how she comports herself. I wonder if Huma will be there to hold her hand. She probably has an earpiece that Huma can talk to her. I would expect that.
Yeah, that could very well be, Jeff. I got to send you the photos of the truck in Nice versus these trucks, and actually a train that hit one animal versus the...
Oh, I've seen them. I know. Send them.
Virtually spotless.
Send them.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, the windshield on the truck supposedly was upgraded to a bulletproof windshield, and those bullet holes are what you would expect to see if a 9mm, say, or a 40 caliber were fired at a bulletproof windshield. You'd see a little round circle. You'd see some cracking and fragmenting, but you wouldn't see any big blown-out windshield. So I don't know. It is said also that he had help for 4 or 5 months planning this thing. I don't know what that's all about. We'll have to wait and see, I guess. But the more we wait and see, the more time it gives for them to lie like they did at Sandy Hook and cover things up and refuse to comply with FOIA requests and all kinds of things. I don't know that they have FOIA over there. What about this movie, Clinton Cash, which is just raging in terms of views and people watching and learning?
I haven't seen it yet, but it may be really a dynamite. It may be.
I think it was number one on Twitter, and Twitter was accused of taking a lot of the action away from it, so it wasn't trending, as they say.
They manipulate, the number of views and all that. That's a commonplace now. Google does it too, and Facebook. I mean, it's very much outrageous.
You know, they were doing that to me years and years. I'll bet 10 years ago. Whenever Alexa.com appeared, I watched my numbers, and I caught them on a number of occasions, 3-4 at least, and I have screen snaps of at least 2 of them, where my ratings in the morning were going up at a 45-degree angle, then all of a sudden they took a dive 45, 50 degrees down. They suppressed numbers, and this was in the infancy of the industry. Where rating websites was a big deal and meant a lot to advertisers. It's all crooked, folks. It's all corrupted.
I am very much looking forward to watching it. And Jerome Corsi, of course, has, I think, 3 volumes, too, on the Clinton's corruption, too. So, I mean, there's a massive amount of evidence out there now.
America cannot stand, cannot withstand, cannot tolerate the Clintons in the White House again. It will be the end of America. We know that. It just won't work.
Everyone knows she stands for more wars, more slaughter, more death, more destruction. Trump put it pretty well when he said she stood for death and destruction and weakness. You know, I mean, he gave a pretty nice summing up of Hillary, what she means to the country.
Jim, they have, speaking of tractor trailers and big trucks, they have truckloads of material on this woman now. The statement, the email by Huma Abedin, that she's mentally not able to focus, is an extraordinary development. That in and of itself is enough to call into question her mental capacity. And to really, there could be legitimate calls for complete psychological, emotional evaluations of her, blood tests. Her medical records are imperative now. They've got to be released.
Right. I think you're right. And notice, of course, she's never even released those $225,000 per speech Wall Street presentations.
No, never.
It's completely outrageous.
We have no idea what she said in there. None.
There is a terribly interesting observation by Michael Moore, who said to Bill Maher, and now he's expanded upon it, that he's sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but that Trump is going to win the election.
I was amazed. I ran the story.
Yeah. I know. It's great. You seldom get truth from someone who's so far on one side of the political spectrum.
He's telling the truth. Michael Moore didn't lie this time. He told it straight. By the way, again, I remind you, go look at some of the disgusting leaked DNC emails. They're from WikiLeaks. Let me hold on here. Let me see this. Oh, okay, here they are. I'm going to read just a couple of the titles of these things so you can understand what they're about. DNC member killing horses for the insurance money. That's the subject of one email. Pretty nice, huh? DNC making fun of black woman's name. DNC telling each other, I love you too, no homo. DNC requesting an MSNBC commentary segment be pulled. DNC controlling the narrative with time-released stories. That's stacking the press, okay, in advance. DNC conspiring to create false Trump information and release with Reuters. Reuters News. DNC Hillary supporters infiltrated the Sanders campaign. Surprise, there'd be more.
The corruption is overwhelming, Jeff. You know, I thought that the Republican side was rigged because they went out of their way to deny Trump, you know, major victories in many states. But this thing with the Democrats is beyond ridiculous.
It's way over the top.
Way over the top.
You need binoculars. DNC discussing their relationship with NBC, MSNBC, and CNN and how to get better treatment. Super PAC paying young voters to push back online Sanders supporters. Paid shills. DNC chair, ex-chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, having an off-the-record meeting in MSNBC president Phil Griffin's office. All right, and these just go on and on. DNC being messed with by the Washington Examiner, which does some pretty good reporting. DNC discussing Hillary's policies as unfeasible.
By the way, I've noticed the use of CIA-style tactics because there have been a couple events where I turn on the TV the next day expecting to see, for example, extended discussion about Donald Trump's speech, which made such a powerful impact. And instead, they were talking about this shooting in Germany. I mean, they're pulling these things, they're staging them to distract from the normal course.
Remember what they called the speech? They called it dark. No, it was the most realistic speech I've ever seen at a convention, maybe even outside of a convention. It was a great speech. It was the truth.
Yeah,
so that's dark to the
the
left wing's, liberal media called it dark. And they didn't talk much about it. It didn't get very much airplay at all.
No, that was all deliberate because you got such control of the media, and the establishment on both sides is still working against Donald. There's no question about it. They still don't want him. Wall Street doesn't want him. The CIA doesn't want him. The military-industrial complex doesn't want him. He's going to have less wars. He's going to have more infrastructure development. He's going to reallocate our resources. He's going to get rid of the TPP and NAFTA. Hillary will bring us all of the above. I'm sorry to say she's a disgusting liar, a phony, a fraud. She's going to bring us the TPP, her first action, which will obviate the sovereignty of the United States. I mean, it's simply outrageous.
Don't know what other word to use. I mean, I actually am running short on words. Jim, we live in this era where hyperbole seems to be more common than not. And when you have hyperbole, words begin to lose their semantic value. And so we run out of words to adequately describe things that are disgusting, are vile, are outrageous. We use them all the time now. And it's desensitizing people because we don't know how to communicate how really outrageous it is. It's tough. It's getting worse. It's hard. And the media, I think, if nothing else, the media is being exposed finally for the shill, whore, prostitute, prestitute bunch of losers that they are. And they are losers.
several of the more objective commentators, the pollsters, have observed that the country is not happy with the direction we're going, more than 57%. Right. The country is ready for change. Hillary represents more of the same, the ridiculous policies of Barack Obama that have got us further and further buried in the quagmire.
He took us from $13 trillion in debt to $21 trillion in debt, $8 trillion in 7 years. $8 trillion. This is unprecedented. 95 million Americans are out of the job force. 20% of American homes, you know the drill, have no one employed. And they're talking about the economy doing well. Obama says, oh, things are fine. People are going to work today. And
the public swooned because he was tall, dark, and handsome. But, Jeff, history is going to be very unkind to Barack Hussein Obama.
Just like they should be to George W. Bush and
the Clintons.
See, this all started with the Clintons before.
That's right. Bill brought us NAFTA and weakened regulations on Wall Street, and it led to the great collapse of 2008. Bill Clinton. So when she says she's going to put Bill in charge of the economy, that should not come.
Unreal. Yeah. And what else did the Clintons do? Bill Clinton sold the Chinese 5 of our fastest, most sophisticated supercomputers, simply if they agreed to, and they did, they signed a document promising that they would never use those supercomputers for anything military. Right. So the Clintons sold us out from day one, made probably billions en route. We don't know how much they're really worth, hidden accounts. They've made a fortune.
Hillary's following in his path. She learned from one of the best.
Well, she did. All right, Jim, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jeff.
Talk soon. Okay.
You got it.
Bye-bye. All right, that's hour number two. And for those of you watching the DNC who may be listening to this later on, we're trying our best to paint a picture of something that is not going the way it was supposed to. Be right back.